$5,328, G. Maloney and Kevin Maloney Jr., south of Road 453, Robin Hood Road, 2,150 feet north of Road 452, Cardinal Road. Tax map ID is District 532, Map 14, Parcel 37.26. A special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jean Maloney, 36355 Robin Hood Road, Delmar, Delaware.
And you are?
Kevin Maloney, Jr., 36355 Robin Hood Road, Delmar, Delaware, 19940.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And if you have any exhibits, if you can submit them down to Ms. Thibodeau at the end.
Okay, again, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Sir. Okay, can you explain to the board your request then for this home?
Yes. We are requesting to place a double-wide mobile home that's a 2004 model on a lot that we own at 36355 Robin Hood Road. The mobile home is a bank-owned home that has been completely remodeled, new carpet, new paint, new doors, pretty much a new appliances, as you'll see. It's
refurbished.
Yes, completely refurbished.
Okay. And you do have pictures?
I do have pictures. Uh-huh.
All right, ma'am. Yeah, well, while we're waiting for them to come down, I guess I could start. Would there be any questions from members of the board, or would you wait to get the pictures, Mr. Mills?
No, that's fine.
Okay, we'll start with you then, please.
Tell us, the question is, will its use substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties? So,
no. Basically, the immediate adjoining property is a farm that I own, that I myself own. And then other than that, there is one residential home that's probably about 3 acres away this way, and another one that's about 2 acres away the other way. It's very sparsely populated out on that road.
Are they stick-built homes?
They are stick-built homes. Well, one is, yes, they are.
Both are.
Any other mobile homes in the area?
Yes, there's a single wide that's just around the corner from us, and then many double wides on Cardinal, which Cardinal and Robin Hood intersect right at our lane.
Okay.
So you own the 69 acres?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you surround the whole place anyway, don't you?
Right.
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah, you got the whole place, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
What size parcel are you putting this on? I'm sorry, it says here 0.79 acres.
Yes.
Right.
We're going to put a foundation under it. It's not going to be.
Okay.
You know,
and this is for your. This is for your.
This is
residence,
for my son.
Your son's residence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
No. It's in good shape.
Any more questions?
Records?
No.
Okay. I'll wait till Mr. Hudson gets to know. Do you have any questions, Mr. Hudson?
And I have no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there any? Okay. There's one, two, three, four. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant states that the requested use would not have a substantial adverse effect on the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and we haven't heard testimony that would suggest otherwise. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,328.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,328. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,328 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.